Now over to Syria, where the Syrian military says the Daesh terrorists have fully withdrawn now from the country's Aleppo province after about 4 years of intense fighting. Syria's military says attack fury terrorists have retreated toward rural areas in Hama and Raqqa. Pullout is a strategic victory for the Syrian army because it relieves pressure on a crucial government supply route. The development comes after Syrian military recaptured Itria, Rasafa Road, and areas east of Khan Asher. The army retook the city of Aleppo for the militants just last December. And joining us out of Damascus for an update is our own Press TV's Muhammad Ali. Hello, Muhammad. Thanks for joining us on the program. What do we know so far about these achievements, and where are these terrorists fleeing to?
Yes, the recent development is that the Syrian army took full control of a main highway that links south of Al-Raqqa with east of Hama. After taking control of 13 towns and villages, the Syrian army took control of this highway that links Ithria east of Hama with Al-Rasafe south of Al-Raqqa. Of course, this means that by advancing to this road and controlling it, the Syrian army controlled and secured the southeastern countryside of Aleppo, and this means that Daesh terrorists are not present anymore in the countryside of Aleppo. And this is very important because the Syrian army has been launching an offensive starting from Aleppo. After starting that offensive, the army took control of the eastern countryside of Aleppo all the way towards the Euphrates River, then moved to the south of that area until reaching this highway. Now the Syrian army has put also several towns and villages under siege, where Daesh perhaps is still positioned north of this highway that links Itria and Al-Rasafe in an area estimated at 1,500 square kilometers. Many of Daesh terrorists are reported fleeing from that particular area southeast of Aleppo after the Syrian army's successful gains over there. What this also means, this advance by the Syrian army has enhanced the security of the main route that links Aleppo with Damascus, particularly the area that links Khan Asher with Itria. This is a main road and the only road, perhaps, for the Syrian army to the city of Aleppo. It has been attacked several times by Daesh terrorists during the past 2 years, and this definitely is a very great achievement for the Syrian army to secure this important supply line for the Syrian army that links Damascus with Aleppo. The Syrian army is now considered in full control of the eastern and southeastern countryside of Aleppo for the first time in about 4 years. And this would mean that the army can now put more pressure on Daesh terrorists in other part of the country, particularly in Hama countryside where they are fleeing.
And Muhammad, something that many people find very puzzling is, how is it that the Syrian army's advances and achievements against the terror groups coincide with attacks from Washington and Tel Aviv on Syrian forces?
Exactly. It makes no sense, according to many experts. If the United States, the U.S.-led coalition, and Israel are all claiming that they are against Daesh and that it is a terrorist organization, at the end of the day, the Syrian army is fighting this terrorist organization. So why attacking the Syrian army on the ground while it is fighting those terrorists of Daesh, whether we're speaking Daesh or the al-Nusra front, whether we're speaking, of course, in al-Quneitra countryside, where Israel has been repeatedly attacking the Syrian army, or even in the desert near the borders with Iraq and al-Samt, we have seen several attacks by the U.S.-led coalition against the Syrian army forces, while many experts put many question marks on why not attacking with those strikes by the U.S. Why does the U.S. does not attack Daesh instead if it's claiming to do so? At the end of the day, many Syrians believe that after the U.S. coalition was formed and up till this moment, Daesh has not been eliminated, meaning that it is either the United States is not serious about fighting Daesh, or it is just claiming that. At the end of the day, the Syrians on the street, even the ordinary Syrians, know that for sure, which is that the United States is not concerned about eliminating Daesh. And the foreign minister, Rida Al-Muallim, when we speak about the government, also has said many times that at the end of the day, Daesh poses a threat on the Syrian government, and the United States looks at the Syrian government as also an enemy. And since the Daesh undermines the capabilities of the Syrian army, why eliminate it?
These are a lot of questions unanswered. Thank you for joining us, Muhammad. That's our own Press TV's Muhammad Ali joining us out of Damascus with an update.